You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 90. Lita, and joining me is my co-host Stone. How are you doing?
Better now. Thank you, Grand Negus, helping us with the audio.
Thank you. Thanks, Grand Negus.
So I had things I had things turned around. So maybe that's why it's not working for you, because I'm giving you the wrong information.
We should look at that.
So yeah, we'll go have a look at it. Sure.
Okay. Anyways. But not right now.
No?
Anyway.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could make it like a special episode.
We could do a special episode another time on how to screw up
audios. A podcast.
Yeah, we both do that really well. So excellent. We can do that. Mm-hmm. We might have to not make it a clean tag, that one. Can we make it not clean tag that one?
No, because we're going to have a problem with Apple.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But anyway, what have you been up to before we get into the news? You've been well? Everything's going good?
Been well. Dealing with the bank to get my crap, to get our crap in gear. And it's taken basically a month. It should have taken about a week and a half.
Okay.
Constant going back and having to deal with stuff and we just want to get stuff done and move on. So we're putting ourselves into a good position where we have no debt, but we need stuff to get done. Right. So the longer we sit there, longer we sit there, the more interest we're paying, and it bugs me because
that's extra.
Right.
They get money.
Yeah. So
they want to get money from you as long as they possibly can.
Yeah. So they. So we are looking at now at Monday is the day where everything should happen, and I should be able. And they said I should be able to sit at my desk and log into my web account and look at the transactions as they happen, because they're going to be happening one at a time at a certain time of day. And I'm like, okay, we'll see.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I was saying it to you before, I was like saying, you know, that's why BlizzCon was briefly on the table for myself and my sons to go. Carrie would not be able to go because she has already taken time off of work to go on our East Coast trip.
Yeah.
So if I were to go, I have to bring my sons because I promised I wanted to watch them go trick-or-treating this year. Mm-hmm. And BlizzCon, that's when it happens. So we'd all need to go. But I think we've decided with some of the little extra that we have, we're going to squirrel it away, I think, because we're looking at replacing a roof. No, our roof tiles or shingles are about 15 years old and they last about 20 years. So
the
you can
some pile?
No, the shingles are curling. The shingles are curling. So, yes. Yeah. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if BlizzCon is going to be an option even next year. It just depends on what we save for. So
you should
well, getting a roof done is. Well, are you going? Right, you said that you're going to go next year, right? Oh, are you? And you're going to meet a friend, right? Are you going to have a rendezvous?
I'm going to bring. Well, hopefully the plan is to bring a friend of mine that I work with and has known for a long time. So she wants to come over to the States and that's the plan. So fingers crossed that I don't get sick or faceplant car parks anymore.
Two Aussie girls are going to be coming. Oh, you guys are going to rip up the place.
No, she's not a gamer. But that's fine. So, she can go do her stuff and
Are you guys going to room at the same place or what? Because I probably need somebody to room with. See, I think I think Carrie would be okay with you. Carrie would be like, who's this other girl? Huh? I don't think so.
No. Yeah, anyways. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, that's the plan. We'll see. Well, that's long-term goals for next year. I've just got to not get sick and faceplant car
right. Box. And I was going to say, so really are you feeling better because you decided to try to, tank the floor, right?
Yeah, nice. I did. And you know what? I did it really, really well. So on Tuesday afternoon, I was coming back from lunch. So I was still on lunch. I wasn't actually back working. Mm-hmm. Hence why it's not a work injury, because I was on lunch. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing. I tripped and fell and scratched up everything. Apparently, though, my boss was with me, so she she was with me. So she said I did the most beautiful swan diving commando roll anyone's ever seen, and I protected my head, which was my main thing, because as soon as I tripped, I was like, I had this horrible feeling that the brain was, you know, the head was going to go smack and I would have split it and it wouldn't have been pretty. So my whole thing was to protect that, but
could have protected obviously the pretty face.
Well, I don't know about that. It's just more protect the brain from getting a cracked skull, because I thought, you know, that's not going to be good. So, yeah, messed up all my arms and bruises and my legs and bruises down my side, because I fell left side, which was fantastic, because the left side is my worst side. I've been recovering from that.
But on the right side,
I'm much better now.
Well, you've done scans on your arms to make sure nothing's broken, right?
Yeah, I had to go and get x-ray, and nothing's fractured, nothing's broken, which is great. So that's good, yeah. So it's just all bruising and, you know, gashes and stuff, so But I can move today. I've spent pretty much like three days drugged up, like on heavy duty. I normally don't take painkillers. I've been on constant painkillers because of the amount of pain. So that says a lot. But I'm feeling better, and it is what it is. I, you know, at least I know I can swan dive and commando roll. Well, apparently.
See, when you first typed in commando, I thought something different and I was like, wow. But then I reread what you wrote and I was like, okay, you did a commando roll.
Commando roll, which is what I had typed to you. Yes. So no, I had sleeves on. I'm amazed I didn't I'm amazed I didn't rip the clothes. So I had a shirt on, which Lita, obviously killing me. No, but the pants, I injured through like the pants that I had on. I'm amazed I didn't rip them, because obviously where I've, you know, scuffed up my leg and my knees, I thought when I got myself up and was standing and I thought,
I swear to God.
Technically that's not quite what I was thinking at the time. So I was thinking at the time, beep, 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 but where I got myself, I thought, I've ripped like my uniform and everything like that. And thankfully I haven't. So I don't know how I didn't manage to do that. So anyway, I'm okay. I'm all good.
Look, it looked like it could have been worse. An instance. It could have been worse. It looks like it says in the bed, but it says in the bad, right?
In the bed.
Because my eyes suck, even though I have glasses on, maybe the font. See, you know what? The font is too damn small. And that's how I know I'm getting old. Font is too damn small.
Can you you can make the font bigger though, can't you?
Sure. Can make it bigger.
make it bigger. That's what she said.
Click it here, and there you go. Off we go.
Anyway, I'm all good. It's okay. I'm all good. I can bake today, so that's the main thing. The testing power was whether I could bake. I can bake, so now I can go back to work on Monday. So I'm happy. Wow. Yeah. Other than that, we've got some news. We've got some stuff to talk about. Good old World of Warcraft. I've not played much this week.
Really?
Because I've not. Yeah.
I've played quite a bit.
I've been joked up. Yeah.
Well, that's not unusual for you though, but it's because of the painkillers.
Very unusual for me. So what has happened?
Coffee's drug, right? Coffee is absolutely a drug. The person that's hooked on it. Yeah. Coffee's not a drug.
My life. Wow. It's my life. Yeah.
Somebody's got a problem. Somebody's got an issue. Someone's living in denial. And it's Lita. Okay.
8.2.5 hit.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be, you know, I was surprised it came out so quickly when they announced it. I was like, it'll still be a couple weeks. Tuesday? Boom. Nope. It came out just this past week. And you can go look at the end of the war campaign. So we're not going to talk specifics about the stuff. However, we are going to talk about some stuff. So the cinematics were really good again.
Yes. Yes. Terran is like him and his team is amazing.
So okay. This next part I want to talk about. Somebody told me why this is happening. Okay. So in one of the in-game cinematics, we see a troll displaying emotion. Okay. However, because it's in game, you don't necessarily see the face get sad and all that. And it's because, well, maybe there's not enough bones in the face for them to make him look sad and all that stuff. Now, at first, I thought it was because of the three cinematics. We go from the in-game one, right? And then we went into this CGI one, which always looks amazing. And then we went back into the in-game. So we went from good to great, back down to good. But even though it's good, comparatively, you're like, oh, I don't know. That's not the issue. Apparently, the first cinematic is pre-rendered. So they're talking and their mouths move and all this and that. In the third cinematic, it's not pre-rendered. It's actually using the game to do all the stuff. So that's why it looks different. And I'm going to tell you, please, Terran, make all the in-game stuff look like the first one. But still, I mean, so that's where I noticed the difference, but I can't say it looked bad. It's just, I noticed the difference, right? Overall, what did you think of like everything? Cause I was just amazed. Three of them, I was like, oh my God, like each part had like, people looking back at each other as they're leaving. It's like, what? Like, what's going on? Lord.
Because, you know, so the whole thing is we don't want to give spoilers because obviously it's just come out like, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. It's not. So a lot of people might not have had a chance to do it because, you know, real life is a thing. So we're going to talk more about it next episode. But to just it, like it here, like the whole thing was like, I'm okay. This is my emotions. I'm like coming along, go, wee, whoa, wee, whoa, wee. Like it just was, it was all over. And even by the time it finished, so once all of that had finished, it was just like, oh, I can't wait to see, because it's a story. Like when it comes down to it, you know, they're telling a story. So for me, I'm just sitting here going, give me the next part. Give me the next part. I can't wait. I want the next part because I love the story. The story's always been a huge thing. And I'm just like, just next bit, please, please. So of course, you know, being patient is not my forte, but, but yeah, it's was amazing once I finally got there.
They said that they got rid of all the requirement, like all the rep requirements, right? So you didn't have to do rep and all that stuff. So now you can get up to that point. I think the one requirement that they still had was that you have to kill Queen Azshara on any mode. It didn't matter because that's part of the step, right? Like that's part of the flow of it.
Yeah, that's so. Well, I think that's the next step that, because I haven't done any of that. So I haven't got to the second part.
Yeah, there is definitely a second part, which I
won't. So I've done the whole war campaign.
Yeah. There's a epilogue.
But there's another part that comes in. And because I don't raid, like, and I barely ever do LFR, and I haven't done any. No, I've done no LFR for this expansion because, well, there's all these other things to
do. Sure,
but now apparently I've got to go and do LFR and kill Queen Azshara.
On LFR, it shouldn't be too bad. You just sit LFR. There and kill it's things like and turn off chat. Done.
So anyway, we'll see.
Knowing what I saw, it's going to be very interesting what happens in this next expansion. So for 8.3, we know what we're going to deal with. In 8.3, we are going to be going up against Enzoth, right? So, and dealing with it, him, thing, whatever, right?
I must admit, I don't know if you've noticed, like, just looking at Twitter or social media from, well, Twitter, a lot of mixed emotions I noticed. Like, for me,
about the video, like, about the cinematics and stuff?
Yeah, and possibly what people are thinking the story might be turning into, and I just keep going... Guys, you know, the whole story's not out. Like, stress about it's, you know, and everyone knows we both love Sylvanas.
Yep.
We both do. We are huge Sylvanas fan. I still love the story and everything that's going on.
Because I mean, I'm kind of like Spanky. Come on. I mean, as Shara's master, come on, man. So this kind of leads into the next bit, right?
Hey, Spike.
For the next show, we know that it's going to be before BlizzCon, right? So we definitely are going to have BlizzCon expansion, you know. But I wanted to get one out there while it was fresh in my mind because... For a while, I've been feeling like we're going to go to, I felt like maybe we're going to go to one faction or something like that. But then as I'm beginning to think about it and 8.25 came out with some really awesome, horde logos for your character select screen. So now when you go onto mm-hmm. the character, you can see if they are Horde or mm-hmm. right. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Now,
which
I
was like, oh, that's so cool.
I think that's kind of important because it makes me think about what I'm thinking is going to happen now. I think we're still going to have the two factions, because how can you have World of Warcraft without the two factions? I mean, maybe they're not completely at war, but you know, there's still got to be us versus them, right? So,
yeah.
But what I'm thinking now is that is that you can pick any race you want, any race, and you can pick your faction, just like pandas can right now, right? You know, they go up to like level 10 or 12 and they go pick, right? So I feel like maybe that's the way that we will go. And I just wanted to, and so the reason why I think it was important to see the logos on the character select screen is that when you start mousing over your names, you could see a Worgen, and the first thing you think of, it's going to be blue, but actually, no, it's got the red Horde logo beside it. So it's actually Horde. So it's going to help you to pick which one's Horde and which one's Alliance. So I think that you've been watching the Talisman. I don't watch him. I will tell you, I do not watch pretty much everything. I do not have time for it. So, but this is what I was trying to think of, is that when I was looking at that, I'm like, you know, and with what happened in the cinematics, and some people are not happy about how things ended up and are really upset, and you know, things are going, and I don't want to give away too much because we don't want to spoil, right? But
yeah,
I can see certain races swapping, and I don't think that they would ever force a swap, right? Like if I played Dwarf and they made them all Horde, I would be like, what the hell? No. My character is not Horde. I don't want to be forced over. So that's why I feel like they're going to do the whole give players a choice. And it's going to be the whole, hey, we're going to work together and all this and that. Well, I wanted to get it out now so that we don't wait.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, there's a little gnat.
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, could you see Night Elves ever being Horde? No, I just can't. But,
well,
you know, maybe they'll open it up only to certain races that maybe have a reason to swap.
I would think that possibly you might want, like, the player to choose. So a player might go, yeah, I want my Night Elf, but I don't want to be with Alliance. I want to be with Horde. Or do they give us the choice to be like, well, hang on, I'm happy to help both factions. So I'm going to be that bifactional player. Yeah. Like, why not?
Sure.
We already see that looking at
mercenaries, right?
Earthen Ring.
Yeah.
Look at the reps.
Yeah.
Earthen Ring, they have, you know, they have they have all races that are part of the Earthen Ring.
Yeah.
And Cenarion Circle. And, you know, like there's a whole heap of various ones in there. You go to Darkmoon Fair. You walk around Darkmoon Fair. Everyone, I know it's not a faction, but you know what I mean?
Sure.
Sure. The carnies and who you talk to are from every race. They're all working together for the Darkmoon Fair. Not as a Horde, not as Alliance. So I'm wondering if they'll give us that ability to be like, well...
Well, I mean,
you know,
they've already merged the auction houses. So I kind of feel like they want to do this too, to be able to put more players into the looking for group and looking for raid tools so that you have a larger sample size. It doesn't mean that it's going to change the ratios, but there should be more. There should be double the people. So,
it's always been a bugbear for how many expansions. The fact is, for you and I to play our mains, we're in completely different. We can't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, lucky we're both Altaholics because we both have max level of both factions. But if we want to jump on our mains, the ones that we do all of the work on, you know, we can't go and say, okay, let's go run something, just you and me on our mains because of the whole, well, we're opposing factions. So it would be kind of really cool to be able to do that. And I don't see why we can't. It would be, to me, it would be really cool. I could play with a lot of friends that play the other faction.
I also think that they tested the that sort of racial swapping tech too, right? With the last raid that we had, where for three bosses, we played as the other faction. Right. So maybe they would do something like that where, hey, we're just going to let everyone queue up. And if your party leader is Horde or if most people are Horde, then when you join, you're going to get swapped to an equivalent Horde character. Right.
Maybe.
Or vice versa. Right. So I think it's coming. I think it's coming.
I think it's cool. Yeah. I don't have an issue with it. I think if they want people to play, and okay, take an example of this. Brewfest is on at the moment, right?
Yep.
So when I play, I don't play Oceanic anymore. I play US service. So when I queue up for my nighttime, you know, I might be having a 7, 10, 15 minute wait to get into the Brewfest dungeon, which ultimately, you know, sometimes you just want to do it and get it over and done with in 5 minutes. And sometimes you can't. So you're waiting 15, 20, 30 minutes for a group to pop up. How cool will it be if it doesn't matter? Okay, we've got one tank, one healer, three DPS, both factions, pew, you've already got a group, you know, you can go. Make a group really easy because both factions come into play. So yeah, it just would make my life easier.
And I think the other thing to think of is maybe there is some fatigue with always being at war. I mean, it is World of Warcraft, but
yeah.
And again, without giving away too many spoilers, you know, it seems like there's fatigue now. Like, you know, how many times are we going to go down this road? And we've seen that we come together all the time to go fight the big bad, and we always do well, and then it breaks apart. Why? Why? And maybe now we're going to go down that road and be like, you know what? We shouldn't be fighting, you know? It's going to be interesting. I'm really upset that I'm going to miss BlizzCon this year because this is a World of Warcraft BlizzCon, 100%. There's going to be so many announcements about what's going to come up. It's just, I'm not going to miss it. I mean, I guess we get to watch it online, right? You know, and stuff. So
I didn't win Lotto. Lotto.
Well, there's one tonight too, so I'm hoping to win that.
Oh, I'll keep trying. Trust me. Oh, sure. If I win, I'll come pick you up and carry in the boys. Sweet. We're all going. That's fine.
Awesome.
I feel like, get ready.
Awesome.
The Learjet's coming. Yeah. But, you know, it'll be cool. It'll be cool. We'll get to see it. We're just not there. That was pretty cool last year, though. Being seeing the panel, it was really cool. So I did not run up on stage.
Thank God, because you would have been taken down. Taken down. Alita got taken down by drop bears and security guards.
Well, it was pretty funny considering both you and Carrie are like, do not run up on stage when Mumphus comes out. And I was like, I'm not gonna do that. when Metzen came out, that was a different
When Metzen was there, I was like, oh man.
Yeah. You turned around and looked straight at me and you're like,
wow. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, no one expected
it. It was very cool. Yeah. I know.
So, do you want to go first?
Sure.
What have you been doing this week or month or whatever?
Well, I was going to just talk about this week because obviously I have managed to play.
You tried to fight the ground and tank the ground, right? Yeah. And you did a great job at it. You've got the bruises to show. Yeah, good
ground
job.
Ground tanking
Nita.
Is awesome. Yep, absolutely. High five. Yep. I'm not even sure how I didn't break skin on, because I've got, you guys can't see it, but I've got bruising all across my wrists and my hands and stuff. And I'm actually surprised, because when I fell, I went like this, and I'm amazed that I didn't tear. I tore the skin underneath my skin, not the skin on top of my hand. So that was kind of cool. I didn't realize you could do that, but apparently you can.
Yikes.
So when I was able to sit down and have a look at the war campaign, which was not last night, I think the night before, I must admit it was really frustrating. Thank you, Spanky, for your help. He did tweet me some information that really helped, because I was still waiting for login and, you know, stuff pop. And I was like, where am I going? Like, okay. So I went down to the boat, and I think there was something on the boat. I did that. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel right. I didn't even think about looking at the quest log.
Okay.
And you know, because I'm still through the quest just popping up and being like, go here. And I was, so I spent an hour running around doing stuff so thank you, Spanky.
Well, the Horde town is so disorganized. Like, stuff's all over the place. That's not surprising.
Well, and
it'd take you an hour.
I was like talking to everyone, and then I'd go back Ogrimmar, and I'm like running around going, where the hell do I find this? Like, I just, it was really frustrating. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't even thinking Nas Jatar. I really wasn't. I was just like thinking, well, Ogrimmar, or, you know, or the ship, or where is the stuff? So when I finally got to where I had to go, I was happy to, you know, continue on then the quest. So but it just, I just miss there being the stuff just kind of popping up to say, right, you need to, you know, I wish there was something that popped up that just said, right, you need to go to Nas Jatar, because I honestly didn't even think about it. That was where I was kind of starting from. I just kept thinking, well, the boat or Zandalar, you know, like I'm.
Well, okay, here. So that kind of reminds me that Blizzard has said, you know, they are looking for better ways of showing the main quest and where you should go.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
you know, so they are definitely listening to that stuff. So if you have any ideas, like, you should send it to
pop them. It in the middle of my freaking screen. That would be good. But anyway, now that I, you know, once I realized that was cool, and I got everything done. But as I said, at that point, I didn't realize that I now have to go and do LFR.
Yep.
See this face?
What? It'll be fine. Just turn off the chat.
Never.
Just kill
the boss.
That's
it.
I
just,
that's it.
Never
done.
Have,
easy.
I never have a good easy. Time. So, yeah, but aren't I going to? She's going to obviously be the end boss. So I'm going to have to do all the parts leading up to that, because I've not done any.
No.
So I'm going to have how many parts?
You can just queue up for the last boss. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's
can't
like
be that easy.
Yeah, in LFR you queue up for wings, okay? So yeah.
But it used to be you had to be... do wing 1, wing 2, wing 3 yeah. before you got wing 4.
The final wing should be 2 wings.
Spanky says I have to do them in order. I've got to do them
all. I don't know, because I've never done them, and I can queue up for it. So, why?
Okay, sorry, I had to move.
Wow.
It's okay. Yeah, so anyway, it's just, I'm going to have to do it, because obviously then there's this other part, which I'm not going to mention, that I want to do, because, yeah, you know, I want to see it. But again, it's just that, you know, them wrapping up stuff behind the dungeons and raids, which really burns my britches. So it's just like, just, you know, after 15 freaking years, Blizz, you just give me the goddamn stuff that I want to see. Like, really?
They just want you to see the final cinematic. Hello,
bro. I know, but you know, it's not, you know, like what? I've just
actually
got my...
You could not do it and just look at them online.
No,
then
I need to see it in-game.
Stop complaining about it. I'm giving you
I will do it.
That option.
I know. I'm just having a tantrum.
Lita wants to use the hoop, but not use the hoop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe I want to use the hoop, but not the hula. Uh-huh. Just saying. Yikes. I don't know. There's achievements for all the wings. That's about the only thing. There better be a pretty pet or something. I better get some pretty spanky. Don't. Wow. I'll have to do it. I'm going to have to suck it up. I'm going to have to, like, just be like...
Suck it up, buttercup.
Go do it. Yeah. So it just annoys me. So anyway, okay. We'll see. I'll see how long it takes me to get it done. Probably a month. Other than that, I've... Mount-wise, that.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge.
That's... Pretty much.
Wow.
Zero. Zip. Nada.
That's pretty big for a zero.
It is a big fat zero. Exactly. So, yeah. But I must admit, I have been playing Classic. So last time we spoke, it was before Classic was out. Yeah. Classic hadn't hit, or had it just hit? Anyway, whenever we spoke.
I think it was about to hit.
It was about to hit. I've got an undead warlock, of course.
Oh,
she hit level 26.
Nice.
It's giving me all the feels, because it's both good and bad. So there's a lot of aspects, like when I took her... No, okay. I have to say, when the cinematic for the undead started...
Right.
And when it zoomed and the camera angle and it's coming in over Death Knell, and then it comes along and it goes down into the crypt, and I'm just like, yeah, baby, I'm home.
Yeah.
Like that, where you know, that's where you come from. You start in the crypt, and that was one of the worst things that ever did, was to take that out.
Yeah, I don't understand why they changed that.
Outside. I
why
love that.
Why
I
was it
like,
so hard for a player to walk up the stairs and out of the crypt? Why?
I know.
Why?
It was like one that was like my most favorite thing, was seeing that. So I was just like, oh yeah, I'm home, baby. It's just excellent. So that was exciting. A lot of the quest. Going on the zap, you know, I took her over to Ogrimmar because there was something I wanted. I can't remember. And I thought, oh, because you don't get your, you've got to go buy your weapons, don't you? I had a dagger and wands.
Yep.
I had no staff. So I had to go over to Ogrimmar to get my staff skill. That's fine. So I took her over. And you know what? When I come into Durotar and I'm running, because there's a lot of running now, and seeing Ogrimmar and just being like, and this, I mean, Undercity hasn't really changed that much. So to me, Undercity's pretty, it's pretty much the same. You know, there's really not a lot of difference. But when Ogrimmar, when I hit Ogrimmar and just seeing that was kind of like that first impression of when I did it, you know, like 15, 16 years ago, when it just took my breath away. You know, it was just like, Ogrimmar, oh my God, I'm home. And then, you know, running into Ogrimmar and seeing where the bank is and where the auction house is and where my tree is, and then sitting on top of the bank and, you know, all the little spots. And I was just like, this makes me happy. I miss old Ogrimmar. I've never really liked the new Ogrimmar. I was so happy for that. But then there's other things that I'm like, I hate it. And, you know, people tagging stuff just as I've thrown a, you know, my curse and my corruption, and because they haven't ticked off, someone else has come up and gone stab and they've got the tag. And I'm just like, damn it. Group looting is not a thing. Nope. So you got to remember, loot that one and loot that one. Yeah, and don't pull too many things. To me, classic, sorry, too many mobs. To me, it completely feels like I'm playing a challenge soon. Even though on leader I'm not, it feels like a challenge soon.
Okay.
If I pull more than two things, I'm dead.
Really?
Because everything's squishy and I completely forgot I had to buy grimoires for my demons.
Oh, yeah.
Completely forgot about that. So buying spells, all of that, not having enough money is, yeah. And I'm just going, there's parts of me, like I'm having this fight with myself where I'm going, oh, I love this. And then part of it's going, oh, God damn it. I've got 3 silver. I can't get anything. So yeah, it's been fun. I'm 26 on her. I did start a bloodthirsty human warlock bloodthirsty. So just for the wild challenges, she's level 11. There's no rares.
No. Nope.
I miss my rares.
Yep.
I miss my rares. And elites are way too scary. Way too scary, even on a normal too.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. So it's been interesting. I'm enjoying classic, but there are times when I just go, oh, I appreciate current.
Sure.
I'll hop back into current and be like, yeah, I'm just going to murder everything. And then be like, yay, group loot. Yay. So, yeah. So that's pretty much what I've been doing.
My experience in classic has really been, I leveled up a Tor into level 5 and I was thinking, yeah, I remember this. Yep. And let's go do some more mount farming, because I'm really enjoying that. So back into modern WoW. But what I have set up for classic is it's just part of a random thing. So if it comes up as a random thing for me to do and I feel like it, then I'll just go and play for a bit. But I mean, level 5 is not a fair way to judge it, but it does I do remember the Torn stuff and getting up to that point, and you know, and I'm, but that Torn is not the is technically not going to be my classic main. My classic mains, there's going to be 2. One is a Forsaken Rogue, because that was my first ever character. And a dwarf warrior, because that was my second ever real main. I haven't been playing them because I don't have the time right now, because I'm trying to get mounts. Damn mounts. So I have been doing mounts, but okay. So I've been working on the panda mounts. dang things won't drop. I swear to God, Blizzard, please, please. You've changed the mythic ones from 1 in 2000. 1 in 2000. They've changed it from 1 in 2000 to 1 in 100 because they based it on the maximum mythic raid size, which is 20, right?
Yeah.
So it drops it down. They have not changed the world bosses. They've left it as 1 in 2000. So we're still sitting there smashing our faces up against these damn things. And they don't drop the freaking mounts. So I think I went through all... I think I have about... right now, I have about 14 characters that I'm able to swap through. And sure, nothing. Wow. Right? Yeah, listen. Yeah. I'm not going to compare anything with my attempts against yours, okay? So she's got many, many attempts on getting the Blazing Drake, I believe. So one of the things that I noticed is that as of 825, I went to go do the Soul Man achievement. It was the last one I needed in Hellfire. Basically, you have to collect 20 ghosts and kill them in 10 seconds, which is not a big deal, but when you go into the machine and you get knocked out, the boss is supposed to go back into the machine, and it doesn't. It doesn't, so it's bugged. Okay. So you can go kill all the ghosts, but because you can't defeat the boss, you can't get the achievement, and then you're screwed. On Thursday, they did hotfixes. They did a realm restart, and that fixed the bug. So I was able to get the soul. I'm a soul man, so that was my last achievement that I needed. On Wednesday, though, I got the Archimonde mount to drop after 48 attempts, and I clipped it, and I was all I yelled. I was like, "Yeah, boy!" Like really loud. I was like so excited. I look back at it, and I'm like, "Damn, what?" Dude, why did you freak out so much? I'm like, yeah, boy. Yeah. Yeah. You know, anyways,
nice.
It was funny. Awesome. So I don't have to go back in there ever again. I'm done. The only time is if it comes up as a random transmog thing. But I think right now the transmog I'd be trying to focus on is vanilla stuff first. So there's a long way to go before I get anything higher. And I'm working on Blackrock Foundry. Unfortunately, I'm at 104 or 105 attempts on Blackhand to get the stupid mount, and it's supposed to be 1 in 100, so I'm now unlucky. And I'm working on getting as many skips as possible, so you can basically skip every boss and just go to the final boss, right? So it makes it really quick. So I've got 7 skips. I've got 6 that I'm working on, and 2... or 3 actually that are just sitting around and collecting a paycheck. They don't even have a skip. They don't even start it yet. I don't know why.
Okay.
So I got to get them going because they're lazy. So, yeah.
Damn. All right. So what was the mount that dropped? What's it?
The Archimonde mount is, it's sort of, so it's the Felth deal and Annihilator. And it sort of looks like the, oh my God, I can't remember what the hell the name is.
Like the bat?
No. It looks like the Sky Golem, right? You know, like the big machine one that you can fly around.
Oh.
So it kind of looks like that. Like it's built similar-ish, but it's green. Okay. It's got fell fire going into it and all that stuff. And it doesn't, it didn't have the same powers as the Sky Golem did, because the Sky Golem, you could harvest herbs, right? With this one you can't. And the mount you get from getting the achievement is a fell something wolf, or an infernal fell wolf, or something like that. And so it's basically a green fiery wolf, and it looks pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm quite happy with it. So
nice.
So that's pretty much it. I've been getting back into streaming, and I got my first emote like approved. I'm freaking waiting forever for that thing. So where in the World of Warcraft are we? Let's get this one, because we're at 1154. Okay, this one is the one that we did for August. I'm gonna put it up on the screen, right? August 26th. Okay, this is the one that we did.
Just gonna say, guys, Stone and I have so much fun doing these. To
yes,
tell
we
ya.
Do.
I, like,
yes, we do.
It is actually hilarious. If you guys are flies on the wall, yeah. You should see like us running around just trying to work out. It is so funny. Yeah.
Okay, so like the deal is that we want to make it, like we don't want to make it like super hard where.
We're
like
we don't want to make it
near a
easy.
Rock, and everyone's like, "Well, where that rock could be in, anyway, right?"
Rock?
So
yeah,
where's this rock? It's somewhere, right? But we're trying to give just subtle hints if possible, but sometimes it's hard to do. So anyway, we're not playing for points or anything. So just having a little fun. Do you want to read them all?
Do you
want to read them all, and then we'll. You know, okay, go.
Okay. All right. So we had quite a few responses. So again, thank you.
Whoa, you're cutting it
all
out.
All right. So we had, am I?
Yes, you are. Oh. Don't talk so loud.
Okay. I shall talk like this. Are we going back to our?
Okay, go.
Are we going back to our? Thing.
Yes.
Okay, so Star Mike said Onyxia's Lair. Mocha Raid said Molten Core. Banky Hunter says looks like Ragnaros did a number two. Thanks, Banky.
Yikes.
Cashbringer says Oni's Lair where the eggs are. Wingstar Wingy says at home. Lady Rinnick says Onyxia's Lair. Frasley says Onyxia's Lair right where the whelp eggs were, and
Cthulhu Madness
says Onyxia's Lair.
Onyxia's Lair.
Correct. Yeah, it's one of the where the whelps come out basically. Yeah.
And we wanted to do something similar so that we wanted to do something that was in line with classic. Because
Ali never cheating. Just
I feel like it's cheating from the answer.
Come play. That's what I say. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a bit of fun.
Yikes.
Come play. I'll play with Ali anytime. She's awesome.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So we're going to show the next one really briefly. I show it for like two seconds. One, two. There you go. So where are we? And listen, there could have been a different one that we used that I think, I don't know. It would
have
been funny.
This one, we have made it a little harder.
Hard.
But it's you can't just say like a rock. You've just a little bit more info.
Yeah.
You know, just anyway, have a think.
What would be cool is if you took screenshots like Layla did. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Layla always does research. We know. Yeah. So there's that one. We will tweet it out once the episode's up tomorrow.
Tonight, maybe.
So tonight. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. I'm feeling kind of drunk right now.
Yeah. So if you want to answer, wait till the tweet comes out and let us know. But made it a little bit more trickier, but if you think about it,
Wow! Can you stop right there? Good Lord! Do not finish that sentence.
I'm just saying.
That sentence.
Anyway, we got to wrap things up because it's silly time.
Well, if you don't wrap things up, usually you'll end up with squalling,
stuff everywhere,
squalling, crying mess. Feed me, change me, burp me. Yep.
I thought you said something else. Oh dear Lord. Anyway.
Broker.
Okay. Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So let's wrap things up. So don't forget, guys, if you want to tweet us or send us an email, you can do that. That's fine. We don't mind. We are quite happy to get emails. So send them. Tell us how you've been finding 8.2.5. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think I did. Wow. Or classic, if we're playing classic. Right. Let us know how you're going with it. We'd love to know. All right. So don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. And of course, if you want to send an email, send one through to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. If you want to send us a tweet, please send it over to @advazeroth. And of course, you can catch us live on twitch.tv/advazeroth. Stone.
Wow.
Where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at Stonegrasp, Stonegrasp. And there's a .com there too. So, and everything else is there. I write stuff almost every day. Mm. And it's about my town because I love my town. But there are crap happens in my town that I'm pissed off
about. Like the turkey.
I think the turkey one was Thursday.
Okay. There's a video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go check out the video.
Unless the turkey person on Twitter took it down, but I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, okay. It was funny. Turkey going ape on man. A motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny.
Lita, where Excellent. Can we find you?
You can find me many places at the moment. Wow. So don't forget. Over on
that's like, man. Wow.
On Twitter is probably the easiest, is at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget to check out Wow Challenges podcast, which is tomorrow, 9 a.m. my time, or 7 p.m. Eastern, on twitch.tv/wildchallenges. Oh, yeah. Did you like that? That was good. Or check out Behind the Avatar, which I need to do something about. But anyway, I've been busy.
Okay. You've been busy trying to tank the floor. It's okay.
I have been busy trying to tank
the
floor. You
know what? The floor needs to get tanked every once in a while.
I have the bruises to prove it. Yeah. Yeah,
tell it who's naughty boss. Wow.
Yeah. It's not even good floor because it was a car park. So it was like concrete and bitumen.
What the hell's a car park? What? It's like a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
So, okay,
yeah. All right. Parking lot. Okay. Yeah. Car park. Sure. That's what we call them.
All right. Sure.
Same thing. Yeah. Anyway, thank you to everyone for the likes and the retweets. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find the show on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, everyone, have fun. Have a great week, month. And we will catch you again soon before BlizzCon.
Yes.
Say bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.